destroyed. The United States became the financial center of the world, power.
That has been dictating who is in charge of the world.
And it
much
does make you
forever.
Feel good. Every once in a while, it makes me feel good that America is you know, it's as good as a fucking empire can be. Compared to what those dudes were doing 80 years ago, it was no good, Matt.
It's terrible.
It was literally, it's the worst thing of all time.
I mean, Vietnam was pretty bad. Weren't we just burning people's
It's
villages?
Not even fucking close. Dude.
Really?
No. It was...
What was the worst of Vietnam?
They would lose... Just the Russians would lose more than we lost in Vietnam every day. Every day.
Yeah.
More than we've lost probably in Vietnam, Iraq, Afghanistan, everything combined daily.
Oh.
For like 5 years.
So numbers-wise, it was worse. But
numbers-wise, it wasn't comparable.
Not even close.
Not even comparable.
Jesus.
It was...
What was it, like 20,000 a day?
They'd lose guys... Russia and Germany would lose more guys in one battle than the U.S. lost the entire war.
Yikes.
We lost 600,000.
And Russia was on our side back then?
Russia was on our side.
Just losing thousands of fucking dudes. And then why did it all fall apart? Why aren't we boys?
Because the way they were evil.
They were pretty bad.
It was evil versus evil over there.
And we were just...
We were like, let's let these two kill each other.
Oh,
and then we'll invent rock and roll and destroy the other evil one. We killed them with the power of music.
True.
We did. We hit them with the guitar riffs.
Like, hold on, Elvis, hold it. Shake your hips. Shake your hips, Elvis.
Destroy them, Elvis.
Blue jeans.
They had witnessed nothing but horrific atrocities.
Oh.
They were like, blue jeans. Put down our sickles, boys.
Damn. Imagine watching Die Hard after that, too.
That's what? Imagine watching
Die Hard after.
I thought you were changing the subject and be like, I was watching Die Hard.
No, good call.
Airport, and it said something about a battle.
Do you think the Battle of Midway took place in Chicago?
That's what I'm referring to. Yeah.
You think there was an air battle between us and the Japanese over the skies of Chicago?
I don't know. I didn't really dwell on the actual exhibit. I just saw an airplane. I was like, damn, they had a battle here? This is fucking sick.
That's so sick. That's amazing, Matt. To literally like look at something like that and be like, I have the information from that. I'm going to keep it moving. I'm going to hold on to that.
That's how I was. So where did they fight then?
No, Midway's in between Asia and North America in the middle of the Pacific. That's why it's called Midway.
Oh, so they named that after Midway Airport after that.
Perhaps. But they also, Chicago, I think, is called something about Midway, because I think the Chicago Bears defense was called the Monsters of the Midway. So Chicago being called Midway would make some sense.
Damn, so they just took the Midway war stuff and were like, oh, Midway Airport, check this out. There's like an exhibit in the Midway Airport about Midway war stuff, and I was like, maybe this place was like a naval base or like an Air Force base or something.
That makes sense.
Before it became a Southwest hub.
Flash with the lads.
The lads.
He thinks Poland's going to become a next superpower. I think he said Poland, Turkey. He's got his
He's saying Poland and Mexico. He's saying the rise of the Catholics.
Yes, and Turkey. He thinks Turkey's going
to
rise.
It's time for the Turks to convert.
He was basically saying a lot of the great Islamic stuff was, a lot of it came through Turkey, or like had Turkish print on it. So he was like, Turkey, Poland, U.S., Mexico. He's like, they'll be the superpowers of the world.
I fuck with that.
Russia collapses. China collapses. Poland's going to be strong.
Poland's going to be tight.
He said Poland has been off the map for a while. He's like, they're going to come back. So they were great in like the 1300s, 1400s.
They were.
He said they're coming back.
They stopped the fucking Muslims.
Yeah, dude.
I think it was the Hungarians and Polacks.
They just did a big head shield, dude. They just fucking...
Yeah, they ran straight at them with their dumb heads. But then, you know, the Ruskies and the Germans gave them what for?
Yeah, you know, that's tough.
Now the Germans are soft, dude. I think they might be lulling us into...
Germany's...
They might be lulling us, dude.
Nah, Germany's...
They're like, no, we're good guys.
True.
We forget about what we did.
True. We actually care about carbon emissions. We don't even work.
Forget about that thing, babe. I love you, dude. I'll never cheat on you again. I cheated on you twice.
Yeah. Germany's, that was the other thing they're saying about America. We're not that densely populated at all. And we have more farmable land per acre than almost any other country.
Definitely.
So
that's what fired me up. I remember that when the Japanese...
We'll get it back.
When the Japanese were going to war with America, they were like having war discussions. Should we attack Pearl Harbor? Should we start this war? And there were dudes, half of them had studied in America. Most of their officers had studied in America, and they were like, don't do it.
Yeah.
This whole thing is, it's a field. They have all the food and industry in the world.
Yep.
Don't do this.
Yeah.
And they did it, dude. And they found out. They found a very, they learned a very valuable lesson.
True.
The hard way.
He pumps Japan. Twice. He pumps Japan up big time. He's like, Japan.
Japan rules.
Japan will keep going up.
You think Japan in Asia is going to be the new number one?
He said Japan's going to keep going up.
China's going to be a real fucking problem when the
beautiful man was dancing on us.
Just put on like a beautiful outfit and walked out.
I put on a cool outfit. We're like, what the hell is that? This guy's a pussy. We're going to kill him.
Now, if you walked outside and someone's in your backyard and was like, gentlemen, you have a moment?
Yeah.
Take this literature. Yeah, like, they said,
here's some literature against guys in suits like that. I'd say, yes, dude.
You could have got you.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was really funny. In the film, they showed like how the Nazis were just like German dudes with regular lives. And the guy shows up, the Nazi thing, to his family. Like, his wife and his kid are there. His wife's like, what the fuck are you doing? He's like, oh, you should show them, you dare. I should call the fucking cops. How dare you fucking question what we're doing? He's like, I'm about to take us to the top. There's like poor dudes who were just like.
Also, dude, where they took them is so funny. They took them to the worst human experience of all time. I know. Fucked up so bad.
I know. Yeah, I mean, I knew they like promised them like a great life, but I never even thought about. I thought they were just like, yeah, join the war, but they were like, dude, you're about to take over.
Yeah,
the Catholics, the Jews, blacks are like, they stink. You're the Aryan guy. The best Let's ever. Go. Germany is in your hand. You're gonna rule Germany.
Yeah,
and these guys were just like, yeah, fuck, this is fucking right. And they, yeah, you're right. I didn't think about that.
It brought them to.
Did they get anything but?
They got the worst result of all time.
Yeah.
The worst result ever. They committed a Holocaust and then they all got raped and their cities exploded. They fucked up so bad.
They got tricked.
They got fucked up so badly.
Yeah, it is like if you let someone grip you from the worst parts of yourself, dude.
Nothing
could
be. It'd be like giving. It'd be like driving. You know, giving, handing your daughter the wheel of your car on the highway. That would be the result of what happened.
Yeah, I guess it's
just pure the worst decision of all time.
That must be the real thing. That's the real lesson no one's learned. If you're watching a thing and like you feel yourself getting kind of angry and vindicated, just shut it off. War and do a Holocaust. Double shame.
Oh.
Like, it's like to lose and like have like, be like, oh,
and then
try, what did we do? We tried to
exterminate a race. Fucking holocausted.
The Germans?
They got fucking destroyed. Their civilians got murdered.
Oh, yeah.
Murdered and raped.
Yeah.
And no one cares.
No, not at all.
Because they
holocausted. Yeah.
Literally everyone's like,
yeah, they should have
been. You should have done what you did.
Just been fighting for control of resources like a decent person.
Yeah, you should have. Yeah.
Trying to exterminate
just say,
a
give
race.
Some of that oil.
Yeah, they were.
Give us Earl.
Give us Earl.
But don't fucking fight about it. We're coming to get your Earl. Don't you dare.
I mean,
now we're talking history. Don't get me started.
PH.
I was watching fucking that Netflix Pearl Harbor doc. Got me fucking going, dude.
Really?
I get so pissed when I think about what the fucking Japanese did to us on Pearl Harbor, dude.
Do you really?
Yeah, well, in the fucking. It must be because it's British. They interview Japanese survivors of Pearl Harbor, like the pilots.
What?
Yeah, I'm sitting there.
Kamikaze survived?
They didn't use kamikazes yet. They weren't that. They weren't getting.
Oh, so they bombed.
They weren't getting whipped yet.
So they just bombed?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I thought they kamikaze.
No, there were no kamikazes at Pearl Harbor. But.
My mistake.
They did kind of. They had like these things called midget subs. They were essentially suicide missions. They just sent two dudes in like tiny little subs.
To do what?
Fucking, I don't
crash
know.
Crash into like,
I don't know what the fuck
what
they
crash
were doing.
Into like boardwalk piers?
Yeah, I have no idea what they were doing. The midget subs were trying to fire like one torpedo and then two dudes would just be stuck in this thing.
What?
Yeah, we blew one up, which is pretty funny.
That's good.
Like early, before Pearl Harbor started, they found a midget sub like in the harbor and this ship was just like, what the fuck's that?
And
they
just blow Japanese-
it up. It's just two Japanese dudes. They got hit with like a depth charge.
Oh my God.
it's like a 10-foot long fucking boat.
What?
Midget sub. Yeah, it's like a little tiny thing, but they got hit with a depth charge. They must have got eviscerated.
Yeah, dude.
They got hit with a bomb that was the size of their boat.
I mean, blowing up underwater is probably kind of cool, though.
It probably hurts so bad. It's probably just pressure.
Yeah, but explosion, too. So you blow up and then explode, but water rushes in?
I think they're just knocked. You're just fucked.
You think you're gone?
You're knocked out immediately.
True.
If a depth charge hits your fucking tiny sub, Yeah. Just you and another dude, like, oh shit, they're on to us.
You don't think they're getting like, it's hot, it's cold, it's hot, it's cold. Oh, I'm all fucking wet
fire
now.
Fire and water.
Yeah, that's pretty nuts.
But no, they were interviewing fucking pilots. The guy was like, I hit the wrong ship. I wish I'd hit the Utah. That still bothers me. You piece of shit.
Oh,
it was
really?
A sneak attack. Yeah.
Oh, they're still talking shit?
That guy was still kind of talking shit. It's like, bro, you know what happens. Stop talking shit.
Yeah.
You must have forgot, dude.
Did they?
Don't make us come back over there.
Don't make
us come back over there.
Someone's going to drop. You think someone's going to drop another nuke?
Someday.
We're not going to get the only one. Although.
It'd be sick if we did, if we got the only two and we're like, nobody else is allowed
it'd be
to do that.
Yeah, it would be preferred.
That's
like,
big
look,
brother attitude.
Look,
dude.
We did it. Trust me, you guys don't want to do a nuke.
Yeah.
It took out. It literally devastated our enemy.
Us feel sad.
It devastated our enemy so quick and brought a swift end to the, like, trust me,
you guys definitely don't want to do this.
Then we were
shit.
Rich as fuck for like 140 years, yeah. Pretty much now forever. Trust me, you guys don't want this.
It really is like Dewey Cox. Where he's like, what's that? It's like, it's a nuclear weapon. He's like, nah, I don't want to do that. You don't want any part of this shit.
Nah, you don't want that.
It ends the war immediately.
Every single American has to live with that on their conscience, dude. And every day I wake up, I go, God fucking damn it.
Dude, I had to watch it. I watched that. All right. My mom's coming down. Mom, don't say. What do you need? Yeah, we're on right now. Oh. You're making meatball subs for the guys? Yes, that's very exciting news. Thank you, Mom. I love you.
Thank you.
You probably had a feeling we were on based on the camera and the microphones. God damn it. They never come say hi to me ever. Second the camera's on, dude.
Your pa wanted a proper goodbye, I could tell.
Paul wanted to
see. He's hitting the road. He was like, boy.
I'm going to see him this weekend.
Write him a letter.
He's asking for 10 tickets.
Yeah, write him a letter.
He's bringing his bros to the Pittsburgh show.
Oh, that's going to be nice.
It's going to be all right.
That'll be fun.
They're all the same. It's 10 bald dudes in polos tucked into khaki shorts with cell phone clips.
Strong men.
Those are strong men.
They're strong men.
I like what you said about Biden up there. That part was pretty funny.
Oh, yeah.
Shane, Phil, this guy's pretty funny. Your son's pretty funny.
Yeah, they're strong men for sure.
But no, I didn't like interviewing Japanese pilots from Pearl Harbor.
Yeah. That's crazy.
For real, it's like interviewing dudes from 9/11.
Yeah, wouldn't we?
Be like, here's the cowards that did the fucking bullshit sneak attack on us.
Yeah.
But I had to cleanse my palate. I had to watch some Walter Filipek again.
What was that?
Remember that old dude from World War II that was in the Pacific? It's just a face-to-face interview.
Oh, yeah.
Just a dude who doesn't care about what he did.
That'd be nice to have a sit-down between those guys.
He literally is talking. Walter Filipek, oh, my God. Filipek would shoot him. Dude, he would kill him. Every story Walter tells is him threatening to shoot a guy, even on his own side. It'll be like a sergeant would be like, you go do that. He'd be like, I'll shoot you right now. I'll fucking kill you. They were like, all right, dude.
Well, dude, I didn't realize they did that in the Marquee book. The soldiers were in like better conditions and they would just like shoot their sergeant.
They
would just murder their sergeant.
Well,
what the fuck?
They'd be out in a fucking fort.
Yeah.
In the woods.
And you're killing people.
Yeah.
That's your job. You're killing people. So it's like, all right, seems to be pretty effective for them.
This is a good way to change people's minds if I kill them.
Yeah, it's pretty crazy. And then they finally hung. They're like, they gave the one guys like weekends off. They killed their sergeant. Like, all right. And then Washington came down and goes, what the fuck?
Kill everybody.
Hung the whole platoon. Yeah, hung them.
Washington had no problem fucking shutting down mutinies.
I didn't realize how much he used murder too. Like back then, you had to be like, all right, we're gonna kill like 140 dudes. Yeah. We can't have this.
Hold on, I gotta get one more Walter.
True, true.
He was going through and he was talking about. I'm sure I've said it 1,000 times, but he's talking about how some of the Japanese would have grenades, the wounded.
Mm-hmm.
So like you'd go over to check on them, and they'd take out. Because we would send medics to try to help. So Walter would just go around and shoot everybody that was wounded. He would just execute. He was executing prisoners and shit. And he was like, he looks at the camera. He's like, yeah, it's cruel, but I done it. He keeps going like, yeah, I fucking did it. It's the best. It's so good. Just him. The Japanese picture. Yo, chill. His words. He's like, his sergeant told him, he was like, Walter, take that prisoner out, bring him back to the back lines, be back in 1 minute.
Yeah.
And he's like, oh, I know what that means. Go execute a prisoner. So he goes out with this Japanese dude, and he's like, give me that picture in your hand. And the guy's like, no. And he's like, so I shot him, and I took the picture.
I didn't see that
it's
one.
So fucking funny, dude. He holds it up, and he's like, here's the picture I got from that Jap. Now this here is them cutting off heads. Yeah, I don't know if they. He's like, I don't know if it's true, but that's what I was told. They're chopping off heads.
I mean, dude, imagine you're just a farm boy from back then.
He was from, he was from West, by God, Virginia. Someone goes, you're from West Virginia? He goes, West, by God, Virginia. And then they're like, were you scared? He's like, no, I didn't have a girlfriend. I didn't care if I died. I still don't care. It's the best. It's the best. Made me so happy after watching that fucking Pearl Harbor.
Yeah.
Japanese pilot.
Saw the enemy.
I saw the enemy fucking laughing, dude. He was laughing about what happened.
Although, you know, that's what the gentleman used to do.
Dude, the Oklahoma way.
And once the war was over, you hung out.
The Oklahoma way? The USS Oklahoma flipped upside down. All the boys were trapped inside in the harbor. Yeah.
In the trapped in the ship?
Yeah, in Pearl Harbor. Yeah, it was a bummer.
They didn't swim out?
Here's what I wanted to talk about. I know we're still, we got to go back to Lafayette.
No, go ahead.
Dude, his name was Doris Miller, bro.
Yeah.
So you know in Pearl Harbor when they have Cuba Gooding Jr.? Do you remember that movie?
Not really.
He's a cook on the ship.
Okay.
Black dude.
Yeah.
Because they had segregated back then.
Yeah, yeah.
So like the most you could do as a black dude in World War II for the most part was like fold shit in the Navy.
And they they fight?
Dude, Doris Miller was like the boxing champ on the boat. He's jacked.
What?
Wait till you see a picture of this
he
dude.
He was folding
like,
shit?
He looks like a fucking NFL linebacker today. He's like.
What the fuck?
In Pearl Harbor when it popped off. He went, he was running around trying to help people. He went up to the captain of the ship who got wounded. He carried him out, saved him. Well, I don't know if he saved him, but he took him out.
Yeah, yeah.
And then he got his hands on a fucking anti-aircraft gun, which he never fired in his life.
What?
And just started taking out pilots.
What the fuck?
Yeah, dude. He's the man. Doris Miller.
Did he get hero recognition?
He did get hero recognition.
That's what's up.
They named a fucking boat after him. They got another one coming out.
Damn.
He died like 3 years later in the war.
Did he really?
Yeah, on a different ship. Still, beast.
Fuck, that rules.
Yeah,
that
Doris was Miller.
Yeah.
True what, baller.
Dudes were like, I need to die. That's a sick, I mean, I'm not saying this was Doris Miller's life plan, but the dudes who were like, my destiny is to die on a battlefield.
Yeah.
Kind of rules.
Dude, just think of during Pearl Harbor, him just being like, fuck this.
I'm shooting this.
Getting on a fucking, you've never fired an anti-aircraft gun.
I couldn't imagine.
He just strapped himself in and was like, just fucking planes up. Just like, yo, I'm so good at this.
I mean,
this.
Dude, would anything be fun after that?
No.
Imagine how fun that would be to like literally shoot planes out of the sky.
Especially when all the honkies were like, you can't handle these guns.
Yeah, just true. Be like, just flipping that last
he's
egg
jacked.
Over. Just flipping that egg over easy and being like, it's time.
Yeah, it's time for me to go. Dude.
Hit the anti-
you hear the sirens, you're like, enough of this cooking bullshit.
Take your apron down, fold
one
it.
One more. Tojo. He was the admiral. He was basically the head honcho in Japan. Pretty funny story. I never looked up what happened to him. When the United States occupied Japan, they went to arrest all those leaders. Mm-hmm. He tried to kill himself. He tried to shoot himself in the heart, and he missed.
They'll do that.
Yeah. They,
you got to get them quick.
You got to get the Japanese quick. They're going for the button. He tried to shoot himself in the heart. He missed. He was like laying there in his quotes like, everything we did was justified. Fuck you pussies. And then he lived, and they were like, you're going to jail. The United States resuscitated him just to hang
no.
him.
Did they really?
Yeah.
They dishonored him.
He was in jail for a while, and he got new teeth. Damn, Tibble's coming down. The whole gang.
Nice.
Nice. Who gives a fuck? Yo. He had to get new teeth, dentures, while he was in prison. And the American dentist who gave it to him carved Remember Pearl Harbor into the back of his fucking teeth.
So he could lick it and feel it?
Yeah. Oh. But it was in Morse code.
He probably knew Morse code. If he was an admiral of the Navy, he probably was pretty versed in Morse code. That sucks. You had to lick the Morse code.
Yeah, I'd be all right.
Dude, if my enemies engraved
fuck,
Morse code in my
so
teeth.
Pissed.
Imagine the first time you're going, huh?
Be like, oh yeah, fuck, I did that. Be like, these guys are pissed.
I got busted, dude.
I'm going to get fucking hung for this.
I feel like that's a level of trouble that's so much trouble. It just kind of people are like, eh, we got you. People aren't even pissed at that point.
Fringe bros take over.
Yeah.
It's bad news.
Yeah.
It's the worst news ever.
Yeah,
listen, dude, it's about Russia and Germany in World War II. It's the saddest.
Yeah.
It's the worst shit ever.
Yes.
The atrocities when the Russians came back are so bad. And then they're like, yeah, this is revenge. You guys did this. And the Germans are like, yeah, we did that.
Oh.
It's bad, dude.
They're like, just demolishing
everyone
each other.
Everyone got raped.
Really?
Like indiscriminately, they were like when we got it, they would get into towns and be like,
we're not doing this for sex. We're doing this because we hate you guys.
Jesus.
You rape grandmas, kids, everybody.
Both sides?
Everybody.
Mm.
They're getting everybody.
Yeah.
And they were...
like, bit of a game of tag.
It was a tag.
Oh, man.
That resulted in, like, yeah, women being, like, crucified to barn doors and shit. Then they'd go to the next village and do it again.
Yikes.
Lines of dudes. They would rape them to death. This is what I'm going to sleep to.
Rape them
to
death?
You can't let the fringe guys win, dude.
No.
Because this is what happens. The bros, yeah.
Dude, I watched a...
How about that? That's a good part of the podcast.
That is a good part.
Just so you know, in our 80 years ago, women were being raped to death on the Eastern Front.
Hey, Jesus Christ. Yeah. That, what was the big actual... Has anyone pointed out the big, like... Is it just financial pressures that drives these countries into war? Or is it just pure, like, a guy being like, this is the problem? Like, how do they act? Have they ever gotten down to how they actually start? Because there's, like, if a guy attacks your country, if you're, like, a little, like, a, you know, you take it back to, like, the year 1000, you're just chilling in a village, and dudes start, like, kicking the walls, and you're like, hey, what the fuck?
Yeah.
That's a pretty legitimate cause of war. Come on, get the fuck out of here. That's a pretty legitimate cause of war, but, like, when it goes, because I know they, like, isn't World War I, don't they not really know why?
Yeah, World War I was pointless.
Yeah, they don't really know why. Then World War II was just what? Like, Hitler was just, like...
World War II was a result of World War I.
Got you.
I mean, that's how history works. They said everything's a result.
Let's run that back.
Germany kind of felt like they got fucked.
I mean, losing a war, I could see you feeling
losing
like
a
that.
War. So then you got
fucked.
Millions of dudes coming home. Like, that was for nothing.
Oh no!
Everybody found out that was for nothing, and then they're like, "Wait, who's at the top? Why would we ever do that?"
Yeah.
And then they took over, and they were like, "All right, let's do that again." And they it resulted.
We're gonna
in the
do
worst.
It right this time.
Yeah, we're gonna invade Russia.
I mean, it is tempting, I guess, because then the United States kind of came out pretty good on the end of world. Didn't
it worked out for us.
Yeah, didn't it come out pretty good for the old United States?
Yeah, all of Europe got destroyed.
Yeah.
The United States became the financial center of the world, power.
That has been dictating who is in charge of the world pretty
and it
much
does make you
forever.
Feel good. Every once in a while, it makes me feel good that America it's as good as a fucking empire can be. Compared to what those dudes were doing 80 years ago, it was no good, Matt.
It's terrible.
It was literally, it's the worst thing of all time. I think we'd be doing better.
Yeah, I guess you're right.
Because the way we're sliding into fucking...
Bullshit
is a little alarming.
Yeah, it stinks, dude.
Only because you know what could happen, which is that.
Yeah.
Which is, you're gone, and then all of your mothers, sisters, girlfriends, and wives are at home. And 1,000 guys show up and chase them around, and they're laughing. The women are like, kill me.
Yeah.
And the guys are like, and then they rape them to death.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was what,
stick a baby on a bayonet, smash it.
That was what, 80? You said 80 years ago? Not even 100 years ago.
80 years ago.
So there's people still alive.
Yeah, you people listening right now, you probably have a grandpa or grandma that's... She was born then. She was alive during this.
Even being alive like 30 years after that is like enough to feel the effects. Yeah.
That's when all of our parents were.
Yeah, yikes.
Yeah.
That's why they're so whacked.
That's why they're a little wacky.
Imagine this. You're talking to your friend on FaceTime. And you go to change your pants. And your penis is harder than it's ever been. You say, excuse me, you don't want your friend to see that. But as you turn around and pull your pants down, your penis goes into frame on the FaceTime, and your friend's mom just so happens to come over her shoulder and goes, who are you talking to? And she goes, what the hell? That guy's hard. She's a medical professional. She goes, I've never seen anything like this in my 30 years as a medical professional. She said, what the hell is that guy doing for his penis? And you say, ma, I think he's been eating heart and soil. And again, I'm not saying it's going to get your penis that hard, but I take them, and I'm 36 years old. I'm not supposed to get hard anymore. I'm not even supposed to like girls anymore, but I still love girls. Mm. Are you ready to feel like a man? Eat some organs. Beef organs are the most nutrient-dense foods on the planet. That's why they're called nature's multivitamin. Babe, careful. Heart and Soil is helping people reclaim their birthright to radical health. I just gave a very good personal endorsement. Again, I can't guarantee you to get hard because... you might not like girls, and I can't help. They won't make you like girls, but if you like girls, well, you know, or whatever else people like, it might help you. Yo, bro, that's my actual penis, please. We're using the props. P People ate organs for thousands of years, never suffered from obesity, heart disease, or infertility because they were eating organs, nature's most treasured foods, believe it or not. Heart and soil supplements are made from grass-fed, grass-finished beef organs. Feel like a man when you're taking a supplement. Okay, go ahead. You have my permission. Feel like a man when you take a supplement made from liver, heart, kidney, spleen, and testicles. Let Heart and Soil reclaim your birthright to radical health. Go to heartandsoil.co and use code DRENCHED. Why'd you stop? Use code DRENCHED 10% to get 10% off your first order. That's heartandsoil.co and use code DRENCHED. Fuck, I'm going to pop. Offer applies to one-time purchases. Not subscription. Try them and see how you feel. When you've had a long day and you want to unwind like a grown-up who happens to be addicted to nicotine because they didn't listen to their parents when they were younger, grab your favorite Lucy gum or nicotine pouch. Check out all that Lucy has to offer at lucy.co. That's lucy.co. Use promo code DRENCHED at checkout. And if you're a listener from Canada, never heard of it, you can now get Lucy at ca.lucy.co. Warning, this product does contain nicotine, and nicotine is an addictive chemical. But if you're interested in a better way to use nicotine, visit lucy.co and use that promo code DRENCHED.
Dude, I shouldn't have done this, but I don't know what possessed me to do this. I did a pretty evil thing to my dad. We were talking, and he was like talking about one of his bros, and I don't know, just in the moment I was like, yeah, as he's talking about it, I'm like, yo, is that guy gay? He's like, what?
Yeah.
No. What? No.
You wanted to do something bad.
Dude, I was like, why did I do this? He completely was just like, well, no, what the hell? Started like, why do you think that? I'm like, I'm just fucking around. I can see him just being like, how the fuck is that funny? I'm like, it's funny.
It is funny.
It's so funny to catch a dude off guard. Just, dude, I'm telling you, when you're talking, if he's talking about any of his bros, be like, yo, for real, is that guy gay? They'll fucking melt. Be like, what the fuck are you talking about? Because they instantly go, what the fuck? What the hell is going on? What's happening to me?
I can't even hit Phil with that anymore.
Yeah.
I've used it.
You've used it all up.
I've used it up so many. Anytime the guy's on TV, I'm like, do you like that guy? When we watching sports, we'll be like, yeah, he's good. I'm like, you want to kiss him? I'll be like, yeah, Shane. Like, ooh, I'd like to kiss him. Isn't that right? Like,
yeah. Yeah, my dad doesn't fuck around about that shit.
Being gay, yeah, you can't. If you're a man... If you're an old man,
it's not even funny.
Don't
you
fucking joke.
It's
about
not funny.
Dude, you want to know gay? I was watching White Lotus. You watch White Lotus?
I watched the first episode.
Bro. End of the last episode.
I didn't see it.
Vicious.
I didn't see it. I mean, dude, did you see the first season?
A classic butt fucking, dude.
Did you see the first?
Classic dude on the end of the bed on his knees.
Bro, the first season, they had a guy getting his ass eaten. Like, graphic.
Yeah, I did see that.
Graphic. And it was like a cliffhanger where it's like you're waiting.
That.
I was like, I wonder what's happening.
What episode was that? Late?
Yeah, it was later on.
I didn't see that.
Dude, oh my God.
I think Steve Zahn's cock's in it too.
Who?
The guy. The one, the dad in it. In the first season, the dad with the girls.
Oh, he makes a return?
Apparently his penis is in season one. I didn't see it.
Is it really? I didn't see it. I don't remember. I must have blacked it out.
Oh, yeah, he's looking for like cancer on his nuts early.
Oh, yeah. Now I remember. Yeah, that is currently, I think, the funniest show out. White Lotus might be the funniest show.
This one's a little... Season 2 is not that funny.
I only saw the first ep.
It's very uncomfortable.
It is
funny. It is your style of comedy, too. Yeah, where it's everyone's kind of scheming, fucking up. Yeah.
One of the funnier things, dude.
But it keeps you on edge. It's very uncomfortable.
Yeah, but...
Everyone's fucking each other.
Yeah.
Cut it out.
Dude, the guy in the first episode in front of the other dude's wife putting a bathing suit on, like showing her his ass, made me laugh very hard.
Wait, did you see in the first? Wait, which episode of season 2?
Yeah,
the guy's massive cock.
You thought it was huge,
Matt? Matt, what did you think when you saw that cock?
I was watching with my wife, dude.
How uncomfortable was that? I was watching with my girlfriend.
Dude,
I said,
so
"Don't."
I heard you guys.
That.
I heard you guys talk about that, and when we were watching, she was like, "Want to watch White Lotus?" So I was like, "Fine."
Damn it!
I was like, waiting because I was like, I knew there was a gigantic hog coming, and I remember Spud being like, "You saw it from behind. You could see it from behind.
You see it from behind, dude."
Yeah, I just kind of me and my wife just both went silent. We both went went silent and passed. Like, thank God. I thought it was a full frontal dong, like up front hammer shot.
I addressed it to me. I gave it a beat. I was like,
I didn't even bring it up. I didn't even bring it up.
Spoiler for the guest.
Yeah, I didn't even. Oh, yeah. You see this guy. You see the guy from the Divergent series, penis. That sucks too, because that actually is, I believe,
that's
a celebrity crush for my wife. She actually does like that dude, because he's in like a, he escaped from like the craziest realm of like.